Teaching ELL students is a privilege and a joy. Is it easy? No way. But with the right support, you can feel empowered to tackle each day with ease and confidence. I'm your host, Beth Boucher, founder of Inspiring Young Learners. With over 10 years of teaching both nationally and internationally, I know what it takes to ensure that your ELL students have what they need to thrive today, tomorrow, and for life. I'm on a mission to empower you to equip your English language learners. Welcome to Equipping ELLs. Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, and welcome back to the Equipping ELLs podcast. I am so glad you're here today because this episode is going to feel a little different than the last two. If you've been listening along, we've been talking a lot about the hard stuff, why nothing seems to stick with your ELL students, also the translation trap that we find ourselves in, all the ways the system feels like it's working against you. And I hope that those episodes felt validating because you deserve to feel seen in this really incredible work that you're doing. But today I want to shift gears because I don't just want you to feel seen. I want you to feel like something is actually possible. Possible for your classroom, for your students, and most importantly, for you. So today we're talking about confident ELL teachers, what they actually do differently, and more importantly, how you can start doing the same things no matter where you are right now. So let me ask you something. Have you ever watched another ELL teacher work? Maybe it's at a PD or in a video you've seen online, or just heard someone describe their classroom and thought, how does she make it look so easy? Like she just knows what to do. She's not scrambling. She's not second guessing herself every 5 minutes. Her students are engaged. They're talking, they're growing, and she just seems calm. And maybe your next thought was something like, well, she just must have easier students or a smaller caseload. Or way more experience than me. Well, I want to gently push back on that today. Because my experience working with ELL teachers across grade levels, across all kinds of schools, districts, and around the world, the difference between a confident ELL teacher and an overwhelmed one almost never comes down to those things. It really comes down to something much more learnable than that. So here's what I see happening with so many ELL teachers, newer teachers especially, but honestly, even veterans fall into this, that we operate in reaction mode. Something comes up, like a student isn't responding, a lesson falls flat, admin throws something new at us, and we react. We try something different. We adjust on the fly. We figure it out as we go. And I want to be really honest here. Flexibility is a real teaching skill. It's absolutely necessary in the classroom. Being able to read a room and respond in that moment, it matters. It's extremely important. But when reaction mode is your default operating system, when you're always figuring it out, always adjusting, always starting fresh, teaching ELLs starts to feel completely unsustainable. Because here's what happens. You never build momentum. You never get to see what actually works because you keep changing things before they have a chance to. And you spend so much mental energy asking, what do I do next? That there's nothing left for the actual teaching. Does any of this sound familiar? Here's the shift I want you to hear today. Confident ELL teachers are not reacting less because they have fewer problems. They're reacting less because they have a framework underneath them. And here's what I find really interesting. Research that actually backs this up. There's a well-known education researcher named John Hattie who studied what moves the needle most for student achievement. And one of his biggest findings is that teacher confidence, specifically teachers believing in their own ability to reach their students, is one of the most powerful predictors of student success. More powerful than a lot of the strategies and programs we spend all our time chasing. That's not a small thing. It means the work of building your confidence as an ELL teacher isn't just good for you. It's good for your students. It directly impacts their success. And here's what I want you to know about that confidence. It is not a personality trait. It's not something you either have or you don't. It is built through clarity, through having a system, through knowing your students, knowing what to teach, knowing how to teach it, and knowing what to do next. That's the framework. And that's what today's episode is all about. Think of it like walking across a room in the dark. If you have no sense of the layout, you move really slowly, carefully, second guessing every step. But if you know the room, if you've been there before, you move with confidence, even in the dark. You're not fearless. You're just oriented. That's what a framework does. It orients you. And the teachers who have that, they look calm. They look confident. Not because everything is going perfectly, but because they know where they are and they know what to do next. So what does this actually look like in practice? What are confident ELL teachers doing differently? I want to walk you through four things. As I go through these four things, I want you to honestly assess where you are with each one. Not to judge yourself, but just to get oriented. Because knowing where you are is always the first step. All right, the first thing that confident ELL teachers do is they know their students before they plan anything. Now, this sounds obvious, but stay with me. Because most of the time when I work with overwhelmed ELL teachers, the very first thing I notice is that they're planning lessons without a clear picture of who they're planning for. Not just names and grade levels. I mean, where is each student in their actual language development? What can they do right now in speaking, listening, reading, and writing? What's their background? What motivates them? What shuts them down? Confident ELL teachers have a working picture of this. Not a perfect picture, because students' needs shift and grow. But a clear enough picture that informs every decision they make. When you know who, everything else gets easier. You stop guessing, you start deciding. And there's a really big difference between those two things. The second thing that confident ELL teachers do is that they are clear on what language growth actually looks like. Here's something teachers don't get enough support around. Knowing the difference between a student who is developing language and a student who is struggling. Because those can almost look identical from the outside. A quiet student might be in the silent period, completely normal in second language acquisition. Or they might be checked out. A student making grammatical errors might be doing exactly what language learners are supposed to do at that stage. Or they might need targeted support. It can get really tricky, right? But confident ELL teachers know what language growth actually looks like at different proficiency levels. They can recognize progress even when it's slow, even when it's messy, even when it's not showing up on a test yet. And this is really important because I know that you are the one advocating for your students. And I know that you're getting a lot of homeroom teachers or admin maybe asking questions of you of why is the student not making growth or they're so far behind. And it's up to us as the ELL teacher to really stand firm in advocating for our students and really painting this picture of appropriate language growth and expectations. Because this knowledge really does change everything about how you feel at the end of a hard day. Because if we start hearing this all the time, your students are behind, why can't they make the growth, right? We hear these things, sadly, from teachers that don't understand what is language growth, what's appropriate for them. And that can really get to us, that can really wear us out. That can really overwhelm us because we're feeling like we're always playing a game of catch up. And guess what? It wears out our students too when they feel that as well. And so we need to be able to have these check-ins, celebrating these small growths throughout the day, throughout the weeks and months, because the language learning journey is a long journey. And if our students are always feeling like they're behind, and if we feel like what we're teaching is not right, is not enough, that nothing is working, then it's going to leave us feeling like we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, that we're not doing enough. And that's not right. You're doing incredible things. So we really need to be mindful of each of our students and knowing what does language growth actually look like for the student, and celebrate that, because that builds confidence in you and it builds confidence in your students. That's where success happens, in both of those areas. So have realistic expectations for each of your students and help them reach those goals. It's going to be a confidence builder for both you and your students. The third thing that confident ELL teachers do is that they have consistent routines that don't change week to week or by the feeling of the teacher. We've talked about this in episode 201, right? The power of consistency for language development. But I want to come back to it from a different angle here. Consistent routines don't just help your students. They really do help you as well. When you have predictable structures in your classroom, for example, a way you always open a lesson or a routine for speaking practice or a consistent approach to scaffolding, you free up your mental energy for the things that actually require your full attention, like working with that student who needs you in the moment, taking observations and notes as you're listening in on student and peer conversations, and then adjusting when something isn't landing. That takes being fully present in your lesson. But if we're still trying to work on the routines, work on the lessons and how we're teaching, we're going to miss out a lot on those moments that actually are so pivotal to language growth, when we can be fully present and observing and really meeting our students where they're at. The confident ELL teachers I know are not reinventing the wheel every single week. They have really found a set of structures that work, and they come back to them. The strategies become second nature, and that's when teaching starts to feel sustainable instead of exhausting. When we think about all the things that we could fit into a 30-minute lesson with our multilingual learners, it can instantly feel exhausting and overwhelming to prioritize what's the most important thing. But that's the beauty of routines. If I know I'm going to do a 5-minute speaking and writing warm-up every single class, right there, I know I'm covering 4, 5, 6 really key pieces to the language development journey. I'm covering modeling language. I'm covering vocabulary. I'm covering speaking, writing, expanding sentences, all of these things. So that helps me to have an anchor in my day that I can release that and say, I know that they're getting the core of language in this type of routine. So I don't have to constantly be holding on to those things in the back of my mind. Oh, are they getting writing practice? Are they getting vocabulary development? Are they working on grammar? When you can create routines that help you to bridge all those things in a few minutes and consistently do those each day, you know that your students are getting what they need in those moments. All right. The fourth thing that confident ELL teachers do is that they know what to do next, and they're never just guessing. They're never going to Google, finding a free worksheet, printing it, and saying, okay, this is what we're doing next. We're just going to randomly keep pulling things that we find and try them out. That's not what a confident ELL teacher does. And this one really might be the most important one, because if you've ever finished a lesson and thought, okay, what do I do tomorrow now? You can see your students need something, but you're not quite sure what that something is. This is where confident ELL teachers have a way of answering that question. It's not always perfectly, but they have a process. So they put something in place that helps them to decide what they need to know next. This is something like a simple observation that they did during the lesson, or maybe doing a very quick assessment so that they can see, is this student really understanding what we're teaching? Do they need more support? Do they need more scaffolds? Do they need less scaffolds, right? Maybe it's a simple rubric that you put in place, so it helps you to be able to answer this question quickly and easily and know the next step to take without guessing. Guessing is going to make you feel anxious. Deciding is going to make you feel confident, right? There's nothing worse than having to Google a quick lesson before the lesson starts because you're not sure what to teach, and then you kind of just throw it at your students. They need less of that, and they need more intentional stepping stones to take on their language journey. So confident teachers know their students. They know what growth looks like. They put in place consistent routines, and they know what to do next. Those four things are the who, what, how, and when framework. Here at Equipping ELLs, we call it the ELL success cycle because that's exactly what it is. It's not a set in place and you're just good to go for the year, right? We're working with students, we're working with humans. We're working with how they develop or how they need more support. So we're constantly coming back to those four areas and really identifying which part of the framework do we need to focus on and how do I give my students, always starting with the who, how do I meet their needs today with what they need today? That is where language growth happens when we can start with who. Over the next several weeks, we are going deeper into each one of these, what they actually look like in real classrooms, how you implement them, and how they work together to create a teaching practice that feels totally sustainable. Because here's the thing. Most ELL teachers are trying to do all four of these things at once without a clear framework for any of them. And that's exhausting. So the best thing that you can do is narrow your focus. Pick the area where you have the most room to grow. Start there. Build that foundation. And I promise you, if you do that, the other pieces will come so much more easily once that foundation is in place. Now, if you are listening to this and you're like, wow, I don't know which one I need to start with. It could be who, it could be what, it could be how, I don't know, tell me. Well, we have a brand new quiz available for you. And this is going to help you decide which of the four pieces of our ELL success cycle framework is the place that you should start at to build that foundation so that you can make sure that you get yourself set up exactly how your students need you to, so that you can be a confident ELL teacher. If you would love to grab this free quiz, it's going to take you about 2 minutes, and we're going to give you a very personalized response of exactly what you need to do and how to do it. Please send us a message over on Equipping ELLs on Instagram with the word quiz, and we will get that over to you right away. Again, it's a 2-minute quiz, but it's going to help you identify what's holding your ELL teaching back. All right, we want to help you identify from those four different pieces of the framework, which one's holding you back, which one do you need to start with, and then how to get started right away. We're going to make it super simple for you. We're going to give you some of the materials you need to get set up and get started right away. So head over to our Instagram, Equipping ELLs, DM us the word quiz, and we will get you set up right away with that quiz. All right, well, thank you so much for being here. If this episode resonated, please share it with another ELL teacher who needs to hear it. And also subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss next week. Next week, we are starting with the who, and specifically the 5 stages of language acquisition and what they actually mean for your classroom day to day. So if you were listening today and thinking, yeah, I would love to know what I should expect at each language level, well, we're going to break that down for you, and you're going to have a better idea by the end of next week's episode. It is so good and so practical. It's what we're all about here at Equipping ELLs. So until then, keep equipping your English language learners. Bye for now.